Okay, so I think now we're going to move on to adding, or working with rather, the add.xaml page. So I'm going to set up the icons in the app bar. I'm going to add the text box where the user can type in a new note, set all the properties accordingly. Then I'm going to work on the navigation. So whenever you click save or cancel on the add page, it'll go back to the main page. And also whenever you click the add button on the main page, .xaml, it'll go to the add page. So just a little more setup. This isn't going to be a very difficult video at all, but we will need to do a little rework of things we've already done. So starting off with the add.xaml, let me size this down. Adding a new note. So what we probably want here is a nice text box. Should be easy enough. Text box, and we'll name it edit text box. I guess we could call it add text box, that would be fine. And from a ton of examples, I know I just want to do this horizontal alignment and the vertical alignment so that it pretty much takes up the whole area in the content panel. And that's pretty much it for now. And you can see it pretty much takes up the whole area in the content panel. That's great. And I'm going to want to enable the app bar. Whoops. Again, we're not going to use the menu items, so I'm just going to go ahead and delete those guys out. I will have a cancel and a save button. So I think I need to bring over a cancel and a save button. Let's see. Here's cancel, so I can get it into our project. And while I'm thinking about it, let's go ahead and get the save. There we go. And we're going to change its build action to content as well. Awesome. And then I'm going to need to make the changes here. I think I'll have cancel before save. So app bar dot, what is it? Cancel dot rest dot png. And we'll use the text cancel. And then app bar dot save dot rest dot png. And we'll just call that save. All right, so far so good. I'm going to need some click events. I'll go ahead and create them now. Equals app bar cancel click, and then click equals app bar dot save dot click. I'll go ahead and right click each of these and create the event handler. And I think all I really want to do here, for now, in both cases, I'm going to need to, whether I hit cancel or whether I click save, after each one, I'm going to want to perform the same task, which is navigating back. So when I write the same code twice, that makes me think, I should probably pull it out and put it one spot so that if I have to change it, I'll have to change it in one place. And we already know that from a previous video that we need to go to the navigation service dot navigate. And so I need a new URI, and we're going to call this zap note semicolon content main page dot xaml. And then I need a new, I could do a version of this where I'm telling it URI kind dot relative. Okay. All right, doesn't like something about what I just did. Oh, I think I got this wrong. Okay, I added an extra parenthesis at the end, but now I fixed it. So here I'm going to put save the new note, and then I'm going to call navigate back. And here we'll just navigate back. And that should work. Okay, that's cool. And then I think the only other thing I want to do in this video is go back to mainpage.xaml, get to the add click, navigate to the event handler, and for now I'm going to just comment all this code out and actually make a note to myself of why this is even here. So I created this as an easy way to get a single file into the isolated storage for testing it. And I'll go ahead and get rid of it all for now. But I'll leave it in there, just for reference. So what I'm going to want to do here, though, is navigate to the add.xaml page. So it's pretty much the same code as before, and because I don't like to type, and because I just wrote this code, despite my warnings about copy and paste, I'm going to do it anyway, because I'm feeling a little crazy right now, and a little lazy. So here we go. I think that'll work, though. So let's go ahead and test what we've done. Run the app. Okay, so I'm going to click the plus button now. Whoa, something's not right. Let's see what I've done wrong here. It does not like something about what I've done here. I said content. This should be... See, this is where you're going to see an example of why copy and paste is not a good idea. Muscle memory made me write content instead of component, so I gotta fix it there, and I gotta fix it here. See, I knew this wasn't a good idea, but I did it anyway, and look where it got me. All right, so he do what I say and not as I do. All right, let's try it again. Aha, here we go. It'd be nice if we had some focus on that new note. Let's add that real quick. That'll be our last official act in this video. And the way we'll do it is getting to the phone application pages loaded event. And we'll just call edit textbox.focus. Okay. Let's run it again. Click the plus button. And there we go. We got focus now. Yay. Now, if we hit save or cancel, it should get us back here, and it does. Okay, so that wraps up this video. I think in the next video, we're going to go through and call that the Terra service, that web service that'll allow us to send in the location. And quite honestly, for the most part, I'm going to copy and paste some of the code that we wrote on day three. Or I could rewrite it, I suppose, but it's going to be mostly the same. And we'll, where we put it and how we modify this add.xaml.cs will change. Will be dramatically different from what we've done before, though. All right, so we'll see you in the next video. Thank you.